This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Catherine Cowdery.
This report is for December 30th. Multi-factor ETFs are likely to keep growing in the new year. According to a November study by Invesco PowerShares, 71% of institutional investors, consultants, and private banks anticipate increasing their allocations to factor products in 2017. And more multi-factor ETFs were created in 2016 than any other strategy, according to Bloomberg data. Wes Gray, chief executive at Alpha Architect, has strong opinions about these ETFs and about how difficult they are to understand.
It's hard enough to understand just a value ETF and what am I buying. Now, if you're going to buy an ETF that has value, momentum, quality, or whatever they're trying to sell you, and they're all wrapped in the one basket, how in the heck does someone actually understand what they're buying? Like, I got a PhD in finance and I can't even understand half the multi-factor ETFs out there. And this is all I do for like my life. Like, I actually like finance and understanding it.
Gray anticipates more multi-factor ETFs will be launched in the coming year, even though they're complicated.
That won't prevent the marketplace from, you know, proliferating these profit or these products out there, because in the end, you know, it's really about what will sell a lot of times. And if it's selling, you're going to see it out there.
Gray founded Alpha Architect, which is a financial advisory firm that offers, among other things, robo-advisor services. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.